Short hour two of the game here. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner, all with you. You can't be serious at 5:25. We're going to play the match game here in just a moment for the first time in a while. In the first hour, we heard from Chris Thomason, Vikings beat writer, told us that he expects Elijah Lee to make the 53-man roster of the Vikings. If you missed any of that, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab for the podcast as soon as the show is done. If you have questions or comments, in the meantime, you can tweet us at the game KMAN or give us a call, 537-1350. I am your host for the match game this time around because nobody else wanted to do it. Well, Tyler was willing to do it, but you haven't been here, so I figured it would work out a little bit better if I decided to take up hosting duties. Do you both have your paper?
Yes.
Are we good to go? The paper so that we know your answers are written down. Nobody's cheating here.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Get ready to match the stars. Mitch Fortner, Tyler Dreiling, and John Kurtz. As we play the star-studded big money match game.
All right, it works just like the old school game, and it is coming back. Is it back on TV now?
Yeah, it
match
is.
Game back
yeah.
on TV?
Alec
okay.
Baldwin. With host Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, there you go. Alec Baldwin. Match game. It's on TV now. I did not know of this game until Mitch submitted it as an idea a few years ago for the show. It's worked out great. I'm the host, so I come up with three fill-in-the-blank questions. Mitch and Tyler each have to try and guess what my answer is. So they're trying to match my answer. You get a point for each correct answer. I do have a tiebreaker at the end if things are tied. And as you guys know, the game is always more exciting when I am the host because I like to switch it up. And sometimes I'll change the value of the points on the last one just to make it more interesting.
If we tie, I should win by default just for getting you the hookup on some pair of Orlando Magic shorts.
Oh, that actually happened.
I took care of my guy.
He did. Yeah. He did. Well, one of two. No Wesley Wundu phone number, but we did get the shorts. Well, they're on their way. See, that's the other thing. It has not happened yet. He says the shorts are coming, but they're in the mail. So hold your breath on that. We'll see. We'll see. I'll bring them to the show when they do actually come.
Which is more likely for us to actually end up with? You with the Magic shorts or our softball team with the T-shirts?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I'd say me with the shorts.
Okay.
Then our softball jerseys
putting some faith in me. All
showing
right.
up. Yeah, okay. All right, let's start the match game before we get too derailed like we did in hour one of the show. Again, three fill-in-the-blank questions. First question. These all based off of things that we talked about this week throughout the show. Alex Barnes, listed as the fifth-best running back in the Big 12 by Athlon. Where will he finish in rushing yards this year in the Big 12 Conference? Alex Barnes, listed on the third team. There were two running backs per team. We all felt like it was a slight to Barnes, who could be a breakout star this year.
So kind of explain the question again. What am I exactly writing down?
Where will he finish in rushing yards in the conference this year?
Oh, so it's like whoever's closest. Is that what we're going with? Or
no, it's whatever John thinks.
What place will he finish in rushing yards in the conference?
Okay, gotcha.
Last year, barely got over 50 carries. Right, expect that number to climb big time this year. He averaged nearly 8 yards a carry last year. Just trying to help you guys out with some numbers here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alex Barnes listed as the fifth best running back in the Big 12 by Athlon. Where will he finish in rushing yards this year? I always forget. Do I read my answer first?
No,
you guys read your answers.
Yeah.
Mitch, what do you got for me?
No, you go first.
Oh, that's right. You go first, and then we get the buzzer. Sounds
we're rusty here. All right, I think Alex Barnes.
The only one that remembers the rules.
I know. I don't know. I always forget. Whatever. Alex Barnes, I think, will finish. I'll give him second in the Big 12 in rushing yards. Justin Crawford had 1,184 last year for West Virginia. He's the leading returning rusher in the conference. I think West Virginia will rely on him quite a bit. They're breaking in a new quarterback, even though everybody's excited about Will Grier. I'll say that West Virginia will feed him the rock enough that he is going to finish first in the Big 12 in rushing yards. Give me Alex Barnes. Numero dos. Mitch, what was your answer?
John, I don't think we could have been more closer when it came to our thought process on this question. I put down second.
Hey, bring it up.
Thank you.
Mitch is on the board. 1-0. Tyler.
Behind the eight ball here. I also like Crawford to finish first. but I have enough questions about making sure that Alex Barnes gets the number of carries. I went third for mine. I went third. I thought Justice Hill for Oklahoma State might be in that mix, or just somebody else.
Yeah, here's the thing with Justice Hill. I think he's secretly garbage. I don't think he's that good.
But,
so.
Yeah, but when you have wide receivers like Oklahoma State does, you're going to have some holes in the middle of the field because they're going to be busy covering James Washington and company.
I don't believe in Oklahoma State running the ball.
All right.
Sorry. All right, so 1-0 Mitch through round one of the match game here. Question number two. Last year, I put the over-under on K-State wins at 7.5, which was a full 2 more than Vegas. The Vegas number was 5.5. This year, Vegas has K-State at 7.5. If I were making the rules here, where would I put the over-under on K-State wins at this year? So again, mine was 2 more last year than Vegas. This year, Vegas is at 7.5. Where would I set it? This can be a whole number or a half number.
I feel good. I feel good about this one.
Tyler wrote his down pretty quick.
I'm good, man.
Mitch, you locked
in? I'm feeling pretty confident.
Okay, we'll see if Tyler can draw even here or get on the board. This one's pretty easy to me. I think it would just make a ton more sense to have it at 8.5. Because we're talking regular season wins here. K-State won 8 in the regular season last year, 9 games overall. You put it at 8.5 with an improved team, a lot of people coming back this year. That, to me, is the most logical thing. That would be somewhat difficult to go back and forth with, but I just feel like you got to make it a half number. If it was 9.5, that's too high. Everybody, for the most part, outside of Manhattan would be taking the under. You got to go 8.5. Mitch, what was your answer?
John, man.
Looks like a disappointed Mitch.
We are killing it today.
Oh!
We are just two really smart people that know everything about K-State,
be
about
quiet.
Sports.
About life, really.
And I just happened to write down an 8, a dot, and a 5.
Hey, all right. And Mitch with 2. Tyler.
I made the mistake of not realizing that regular season was, or it was exclusively to the regular season. So I thought, well, you were 2 over Vegas's number last year. You'll be 2 over it again this year.
Oh, he took the bait.
I said 9.5.
That's why I threw out the two wins over the top because that was some bait.
See
if anybody would bite.
This is me.
We got one.
This is me being rusty from not being on the show all week. You guys are more in sync. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But you're the rule guy, so you can make this last question worth as many as you want.
I'm pretty sure we didn't discuss at all what we would set the over-under at.
I may have slipped it in there at some point. I don't remember, to be honest with you, but I do know this. The score is Mitch 2, Tyler nothing here on the match game through 2 questions. But, as I like to do, I can change up the scoring here.
Now wait just a second. This early.
Yeah. Make it worth 2.
Yeah, this one will be worth 2. So that then if he gets it right and you get it wrong, it'll set up the tiebreak.
I kind of feel bad for Tyler too, John, so go ahead.
Okay. I'm glad I have your blessing here. Question number 3 in the match game. The Big 12 SEC Challenge is awful. If I had my choice, the game I would most want to make happen in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Not just talking K-State necessarily. Could be K-State. Could be other teams. What game would I most want to see out of the Big 12 SEC Challenge?
This one's harder.
So many options.
I did rattle off like 4 or 5 of these that would be good yesterday. If you listened to yesterday's show,
I don't want to discuss logic before Mitch's answer is locked in.
This
here.
Is by far the slowest you guys have been moving on one of these questions so far.
Well,
apparently,
yeah,
this is the toughest one.
There's 7,020 different combinations here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a scientific fact? Is that the number?
No.
It'd be a lot.
Educated guess, you know.
All right, well, Tyler's got his.
I'm just going to
written down, ready to go.
Write down some letters here and see if they're close to yours, John.
Some letters. All right. I mean, if you need to, like, look at my forehead or something, see if you can telepathically lock in once again. Good? All right.
Yeah.
This one's easy to me. It's the funny part that, to me, it was tougher for you guys to figure this one out because this is slam dunk. It does not involve K-State. Kansas-Missouri. We need Kansas-Missouri. Man, those two teams need to play. That would be a lot of fun with Michael Porter next year going up against Kansas, especially if that game were played in Columbia. I would love to see Kansas and Missouri play if I could make it happen in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Mitch, how'd you do?
Why would you want to have that? Like, you're saying this year?
So that's wrong.
I couldn't disagree more, especially this year. That would be a
blow.
That interesting.
Got the number one player in the recruiting class.
I mean, I'd like to see the rivalry come back, but
I got a top 10 class.
What'd you put,
Mizzou needs a pulse first before they can play.
All right, what'd you put?
Well, I put KSU and USC.
South Carolina? Yeah. I figure that was where you guys may be thinking. But here's my thing with that. I've said my piece about Frank Martin. He made the Final Four. My thoughts have all been vindicated. You all know how I feel. You all know what's happened. I don't need to prove that point any further by having them play K-State.
We took a while to lock in on this one, but the reason why I had to think about it was because I was struggling with what you would say, not necessarily what I think the correct answer is. And we are both on the same page.
Oh!
The border war has to come back. Kansas.
Give him two dings. You got
Missouri.
2 points. Yep. So now we're tied 2-2. 2-2 going into the tiebreaker question here of the match game. I'm glad this all worked out organically so that we can put this out there. Okay. I'm going to bring back one of the elements of the match game so far here for the tiebreaker. That Vegas 7.5 number is a steal. I told Cole Manbeck to go pay for Brody's college fund by heading to Vegas and hammering the over on this thing. If I were in Vegas tomorrow, how much money would I put on K-State winning more than 7.5 games in Vegas? This is for all the marbles, boys.
Okay.
Whoever is closer to the actual number.
Is it Price is Right rules?
Price is Right here.
Can you go over? No, I will allow going over.
Okay.
I will allow going over. Just closest in general.
Okay.
Because I don't want you guys just trying to Price is Right each other and somebody putting $1. We don't need any of that. It's more than a dollar.
I might need to see your forehead on this one.
Okay, here you go.
John, you're not a gambler, but you're confident K-State will pass this over-under. They'll take the over.
That's true. That's a good assessment. It's an accurate assessment.
All right, I think Tyler's already locked in here.
I'm not. This is a hard one.
Well, I'm going with a nice round number here.
Okay.
You done looking at my forehead?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I got mine.
All right, you ready for the answer here?
I this is...
Well, we need to do ours first.
This is nerve-wracking. Yeah, we have to go first on this one.
You want
to
do it that way?
Yeah. There is no dings or anything. This is just whoever's closest.
Okay.
There's only the victory
music. All right, Mitch.
Music. All right. John, I think you told me one time, the most you ever put on... you went to Vegas and put some money down on a game, right? You said, $20?
Yeah, well,
or something like that.
I've done two things. When I was there, I did do a future bet for K-State. It was before the 2011 football season, the one time I've been to Vegas, and I put $20 on K-State to win the national championship. Keep in mind, that was coming off of a 7-6 season with the Salute loss and the pinstripe.
You had to be getting 300-1 odds.
Yeah, I had no idea that they were, and then they started the season 9-0, and I was like, oh, man. and then I bet on a Bulls game or something. It was just random stuff going on. It was right after March Madness.
Just kind of explaining my process. You even said in the office, you saw that over-under, you're like, man, I need to go to Vegas to put $500 down. Well, you're not going to put that much down. So I went with one single Benjamin. $100.
Okay. You always talk about how you don't it, even if there's something that you think is really smart to put money on, you're just not going to put a lot of money on it. I was in the office earlier when you said that you've been spending way too much money lately on on food and alcohol. So we got John having some money problems over here. So I went $35. $35 is what he would put down on this.
That's not even worth a trip to Vegas.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, Mitch, I'm going to put this up to the glass. Would you like to read what I have there as my answer at the bottom?
That looks like $100.
Bam. Mitch is the winner.
That was
$100.
My first thought was $100, and then I recalled your money problem conversation from earlier.
35 is such a random number.
Well, I was trying to position it between 25 and 50.
I'm confident enough in this one, I'd go ahead and make the $100 investment. I don't think I would go higher than that because I'm not a gambler. I'm not a good gambler at all. Just not my thing.
So Mitch survived the question 3 collapse and still managed.
He did.
To win.
I think that was the best, most competitive match game we've ever had. So, everybody, give yourself a round of applause. Mitch is the winner, but everybody gets a round
of
applause here. We'll finish things off with You Can't Be Serious when we come back. One MMA fighter had to suffer not just one L, but two Ls. You're listening to The Game.